3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Exfabula Radio Time on Lake Effect Weekend. This is 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bruce Winter, and co-founder of Milwaukee's Exfabula, Leah Delaney, always joins us in the weekends, and she brings the stories as well. And a couple of interesting stories today. We won't give them away, but great. I think you'll enjoy both of these.
Yeah, yeah. We have a really fun theme this week. It's Battle of Wits. So if anybody has ever had any challenging situations or have challenged other people and or things, this is your weekend to listen to the show. I have a couple of stories that I brought in relation to that. But before we jump into that, I just want to like talk about, hey, season 9, Exfabula. We have so many things going on.
Indeed.
We have our next story slam coming up in November. But more recent than that, we have an Exfabula volunteer orientation coming up on October 30th, which, by the way, if you want to be cool and you want to be admired by all of your friends and family.
Come in costume? No.
Oh, yeah, come in costume. Yeah, no. Show up to this volunteer orientation and help this fabulous organization out. Also, we have an equal access storytelling workshop held also on October 30th at NAMI Milwaukee, which is free and open to community members with disabilities. And then on November 2nd, Exfabula Refugee Stories will be happening. So people can join us for a non-competitive curated storytelling slam exploring the experiences of refugees living in Milwaukee. It's very timely, yeah, considering everything that's going on politically and in the world. This event is presented in collaboration with Rick Schaefer, the Refugee Trilogy, an exhibition on view at the Hagerty Museum of Art through January. So for more information about all of this hoo-ha and wonderful storytelling activity, you can go to exfabula.org. What are you saying? You look like you're about to say something. Your mouth is agape.
I was going to say, if I didn't remember a thing you just said right now, where can I go to get information?
exfabula.org.
There you go.
Okay, let's go back to Battle of Wits. We are going to start out today's show with a storyteller by the name of Bill Stevens, who originally told this story about little squirrels at our Hidden Story Slam in October of 2016.
Several years ago, I discovered what was for me the perfect sweatshirt. It had a big drawing of a squirrel-looking rodent on it. And I was standing in the bookstore of the University of Minnesota, having just dropped my son off to start his collegiate education. And I thought, that is the stupidest looking mascot for a school. How perfect for me to wear it around to embarrass my son. So I bought the sweatshirt and I did just that for a couple of weeks. And by the way, I'm not sure it was a squirrel because it also had the words golden gophers on the front. So, but that's beside the point. I tried to embarrass my son. I was successful at it for a couple weeks till I went to Madison one Saturday in October to visit his older brother. And it was an unusually warm day, so I parked my car behind his apartment and I rolled the windows down a little bit, like my mom taught me. And after a wonderful Big Ten Saturday in Madison, my son and I go out behind his apartment and find my car. And we see in the car a squirrel running around the inside of the car. Defying gravity, he would run three laps horizontally across the windows. And then he'd stop and he'd rest for a little bit. And then he'd run around another three laps, which was entertaining for a little while, but it got old. And so I said, okay, Eric, on the count of three, let's open the doors. And we count to one, two, three. We both open the doors and bang, squirrel's gone. And I said, Eric, did you actually see the squirrel run out your door? Because I didn't. And Eric says, well, no, Dad, but you know, if you blink at the wrong time, you know, you've missed him, and he's gone. So Oh, yes, he was gone. And I got in the car, drove home, 70 miles an hour, mostly in the dark, and got home, parked my car in front of the garage. We're off to bed. The next morning, I'm having breakfast at my kitchen table, which looks out over my backyard, my garage, and my car, with a squirrel sitting in the back of my car. That's not good. So I run outside and I open the door and he dives underneath the passenger seat where I figure he spent the trip from Madison. So, and he's not coming out because I can see him under there and he's not budging. So I slowly walk back into the house, being careful not to take my eyes off the car because, you know, if you blink at the wrong time, he's gone and I'm watching the car when the squirrel's gone all day. So I back in, I'm sitting at the breakfast table and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a lucky guy. I could have been driving at 70 miles an hour in the dark when he decides to jump out from under the seat, run across my chest, up over my face, and starts doing the laps around the car. And now what would have happened first? I drive off into some farmer's field or I soil myself. I'm thinking they could happen at the same time. So I'm sitting watching the car, and then another squirrel comes out from behind my garage and hops in the car. I said, okay, that's it. I don't know what offer the Madison squirrel made to the Shorewood squirrel, but I know what goes on in Madison, and I didn't want any of that going on in my car. So I quick put some clothes on, which includes some winter boots and some big gloves, and I go out in the car and I grab the front seat and the Shorewood squirrel took off right away. He got nothing in this conflict, so. And I take the seat up and back and the Madison squirrel goes tearing out the driver's side and he runs halfway down the driveway. And I think this happened, I'm not totally sure, but I think he stopped, turned around, and he flipped me off. I'm not totally sure that might have just been something I made up, but it, and I'm not sure exactly if the sweatshirt had anything to do with this, but it's quite possible. Thank you.
And that was Bill Stevens with his hitchhiking squirrel story. Have I ever told you I'm deathly afraid of squirrels?
Oh, really? Well, then, then you don't want to spend any time these days over at my house because every day you can watch episodes of squirrels gone wild because I have a walnut tree in my yard.
Yeah.
And they have all fallen down, and they're like giddy drunk with these nuts. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, Bill, if you're listening right now, I would not be surprised if that thing was flipping you off because they're so mean. They're cute but mean. Okay, let's jump into our next story, which is from Andrew Steves, who told the story at our Close Encounter Story Slam. So let's listen to Battle of Wits.
So a couple summers ago, I was down in Indianapolis with some friends of mine visiting Gen Con. I know, right? Who'd think? Me? Come on. We were there, and we were at the Steak and Shake that was about half a block down by the convention hall. Sorry, for those of you who don't know, Gen Con, it's one of those conventions that you see about on TV where everyone dresses up like weird nerd stuff and just goes and has a great time. So I was there with some friends. None of us were in costume because we are not cool enough for that. And we were having a conversation about staring contests because I am the undisputed staring contest champion amongst my group of friends. And we were talking, and one of my friends pointed at someone and said, "I bet you can't beat that guy in a staring contest." And I turn around and I see Batman. And I go, "Challenge accepted." So I walk up to Batman and I go, "Batman, I challenge you to a staring contest." And he goes, "Dude, seriously?" And I go, "Yeah, seriously. You gonna go?" And he's like, "Man, it is so sweaty under this mask. I'm not gonna lose." And I go, "So you concede?" And he's like, yeah, dude, I guess. And I turn back to my table and go, I won! And it was exciting. We were pumped up, and we wanted to do more of it. And so we went back to the convention hall, and we start walking around, and I start challenging random costumed people to staring contests. I felt like a Street Fighter, like just going around, or more accurately, like a Pokemon Master. Just going around, challenging people to random fights, and winning every single one of them. I beat the Joker. I beat Hellboy. I beat Dr. Ock. I beat some random six-year-old wearing steampunk goggles. I beat them all. And it got to the point where we decided to play this game. I had this white t-shirt on, and one of my friends had a Sharpie, and we decided that everyone I beat would sign the front of my shirt, and everyone that beat me would sign the back of it. And there were a ton of names on the front of this shirt and no names on the back. And that's when we see the sign announcing celebrity signatures. And the two celebrities are Felicia Day and Will Wheaton. Some of you may recognize those names. Felicia Day was the gorgeous redheaded woman in Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Will Wheaton was Ensign Wesley Crusher on Star Trek. So I stand in this long line. I pay for the signatures, figuring if I beat them, they'll sign the front. If they beat me, they'll sign the back. So I'm in this long line for about 2 hours. Everyone's really excited. Finally, I get to the front of the line, and there's Felicia Day, and she's gorgeous but, like, exhausted. She's been sitting there for hours just talking to all these mouth breathers like, excuse me, Miss Day, I think you're wonderful. I was, of course, one of these mouth breathers. And so when I went up to her, I was just like, listen, Miss Day, I think you're great. Can I challenge you to a staring contest? And she's like, what? I keep breathing into this thing. Because I'm a mouth breather. And she's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And the rules of the staring, there's only really one rule to a good staring contest, which is do not blink. Everything else is just noise. So we do the staring contest, and I beat her pretty quickly. And she's a good sport about it. She's like, okay, you won, dude. And she signs the front of my shirt, Felicia Blinky Day. And then I go over to Will Wheaton. I'm feeling kind of like, okay, well, like, this is fun, but I feel kind of like an ass. Like, these guys are sitting here all day, and I'm in Will Wheaton's line. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to go up there and explain everything to him. And I get up to the front of the line, and I go, hey, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I want to challenge you to a staring contest. And he says, go. And so we're staring at each other, and it psychs me out. I'm staring at him, and I'm like, I didn't explain any of the rules. Like, I don't know what's going to go on, what's happening. And he goes, you know that flared nostril shit isn't going to work on me. I take it in stride, and I go, well, you know, I thought I'd give it a shot. You know, you got really nice eyes. And he goes, I f***ing know it. But I keep it together. I keep it together, and we're staring. And finally, I go, you know, you're doing really well. I beat Batman like that. And he goes, Batman's a b-. And I f***ing lost it. I cracked up, turned away, and immediately he just jumped out of his chair. Yeah! And that is how he signed the back of my shirt. Thank you.
And that was Andrew Steve's story that he told about his Gen Con experience. Will Wheaton, right?
Will Wheaton, right.
Yeah. Thank you, Family Guy.
That's my Stewie imitation for the day, yes. Wasn't Gen Con here in Milwaukee for years?
Yes, it was. I had numerous friends that used to go to it. And then it discontinued. I'm not sure why.
They moved somewhere else, I guess. Because we used to see people in full costume on Wisconsin Avenue all the time. Uh-huh.
Batman and everybody.
This mask is sweaty.
Yeah.
What a great story. Though.
Yeah. So thank you, Bill Stevens and Andrew Steves, a couple of people who are chosen to jump up on stage at our Story Slams at Exfabula and tell their 5-minute real true personal stories. If you should want more information about Story Slams, our Equal Access Storytelling Workshop coming up on October 30th, October 30th also is going to be our Exfabula volunteer orientation, and which is going to be held at Washington Park Library, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that earlier. And then, of course, November 2nd at the Hagerty Museum of Art, we are going to have a fantastic vetted storytelling event that's going to be wrapped around refugee stories, refugees who came to Milwaukee. So it's very powerful stuff, very fun stuff also. So xfabula.org, that's where you go, xfabula.org.
And if you want to hear these stories today that you heard, or hear them again, or share them, they are at WUWM.com, and we're on the radio every weekend at this time, Saturday and Sunday, with X Fabula Radio. Thank you, Leah.
Oh, thanks so much.